Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. Over the span of three commentaries beginning December 28th through last Wednesday, I offered 10 predictions for the year 2016. Here we are, less than halfway through the first month of the year, and already two of my most important predictions have already come to pass. This morning, I want to review forecast number three. I predicted that, quote, financial turbulence in 2016 will be even worse than it was in 2015, unquote. U.S. stock markets began with the poorest performance of any yearly start. China's stock indices fell so far that trading was halted twice. The U.S. dollar was the strongest of all major currencies last year. That should have encouraged more imports. Yet U.S. imports plummeted in December. The Dow Transportation Index is now at its lowest level in the past year. That is a result of diminished need to move goods from manufacturers to retailers to consumers. Last Friday's non-farm payrolls report is almost certainly fraudulent. With loads of scary economic news pouring forth, the U.S. government needed to create at least one bit of positive news, so it claimed that the seasonally adjusted number of jobs increased 277,000 and tried to bury the raw data that showed an actual increase of a meager 11,000 jobs. The raw data for December show that the unemployment rate actually increased. Investors no longer believe positive jobs reports. Here are two examples. Normally, when such positive economic data is released, U.S. stock prices jump. Not last Friday. After the jobs report, the Dow Index fell more than 2%. Further, despite significant declines in mortgage applications, home sales, and new home construction, the jobs report claimed that 45,000 new construction jobs were created in December. If that were true, housing company stock prices should have risen. Instead, that industry's share prices fell more than 2% last Friday. The year is just getting started, and I don't expect it to get any better. Come back Friday for my discussion of the other prediction that has already come to pass. That's it for now. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.